Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yudalad, the last line of page Kuf Chav Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 254. Siman Reish Yudalad is B'chol Bracha Tzarech Lio Shemu Malchus, that every bracha requires a Shemu Malchus. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kol Bracha She'ein Ba Haskara Shemu Malchus Ein Bracha. Any bracha that does not have a mentioning of Hashem's name and the malchus of Hashem is not a bracha. Memelo v'indileg shem o malchus. So if you leave off the shem Hashem or the malchus, yafser v'yivarach, you have to go back and make a new bracha. V'afilo dileg elatevas ha'olam levad tzarech lachzer levarach. Even if you only leave off the word ha'olam, you said melech, you still have to go back. The melech levad ain't a malchus. Melech is not enough of malchus. It has to be melech ha'olam, the king of the world. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Kol Bracha Hainu Bein Brachas Hanenin Bein Brachas HaMitzvos. This is both talking about a bracha of Hanah that you make before you eat a food, and the Brachas HaMitzvah. Bein Bracha Arukah Sheyesh Bo Psicha V'Chasima, and whether it's a long bracha that has an opening with Hashem's name and an ending with Hashem's name, Bein She'ein Bo Elo Psicha Bovad, or if it's a bracha that only has a psicha, Chutz mi bracha smucha lechaverta. The only exception is that you don't need shema malchus is of a bracha smucha lechaverta, a bracha that is next to his friend. Tinimshechas lebracha kodemes lo sheyesh b'tchilas shema malchus. Then the second bracha is reliant on the shema malchus in the first bracha, and the second one will not require its own shema malchus. If katan beis shema malchus, I v'hodu b'tchilas shmon esrei lo tiknu malchus. In shmon esrei, we don't have any shema malchus over there. We should say we don't have any malchus over there. We started Shemoneh Esrei without the malchus. So the Teretz Beis Yosef b'shem harosh, the bracha rishona kevan de isbo hakel hagadol choshev kamo malchus. The words in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei of hakel hagadol, that's in the place of melech ha'olam. The kulu basra the rishona gerira, and all the other brachas, like we just mentioned, the brachas asmuchos lechavertos, so they're all dragged after that first bracha that has the shame and has akel agadol in place of the malchus. V'ayin sham o teirutzim, look over there for other answers why there's no malchus in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So katan gimbal. We said in the Mechaber, if you leave off the shame of malchus, you have to go back and make another bracha. Avelin dileg tevas ata. But if you left off the word ata einu ma'akev b'dieved, that is not ma'akev the bracha b'dieved. And note number 3 points out, but if you left off the word baruch, so we learned earlier in Reishit Gimel shelo yotza, kevan shekal medalek teva shei me'ikara bracha nechshel l'mishanam yibaveh shetavu chachamim. Any word that's an ikar part of the bracha, that's called a change in the bracha, and you're not yotze. So baruch is ma'akev, shem Hashem is ma'akev, the malchus is ma'akev, but the word ata is not ma'akev. Sifkot and dalek. So he said, if you leave off Shem or Malchus, you go back and make another bracha. Hainu shelo omar klal askara. When we say you leave off the Shem, it means you didn't mention Hashem at all. Avoyim omar askara achas. If you said one askara of Hashem, kigom Hashem, or Elokeinu yotza. So normally you say Hashem Elokeinu, so if you said only one or the other, you are yotze. When we say you have to go back, is if you left off both and you made no mention of Hashem's name. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Gimel, he writes, Nira Pasha to who had in Hiskir Aza Shem is Shiva Shemo Shailam the Mchakim the Yatsa B'dievid. It is obvious, says the Chavetz Chaim, that if you mention one of the other names of Hashem that are not allowed to be erased, then also it would be okay, B'dievid. To Logora Kolze Mitevas Rachmana, that's no worse than we know the word Rachmana works, and therefore any of those 7 names which are actually brought down in note number 4 will all work as a Shem Hashem B'dievid. Sivkotan Hey, so if you left off the Shem or Malchus, and again, we just explained the shem means you left off both of the shemos, you mentioned no mention of Hashem's name, or you left off the malchus, you have to go back. Hamechaber mayri le'inyan psichas ha'brocha de'isva shem malchus. The Mechaber is discussing the beginning of a bracha where you have both the shem and malchus. If you left off either one, you have to go back. V'hu adin le'inyan bracha she'esh b'chasima. The same din is true when it comes to a bracha that has the chasima. In dileg Hashem b'chasima havei kolo chasim klal. So in the chasima, there's no malchus ever. There's only a shem. So if you left off the shem in the chasima, that will also be like you didn't make a chasima at all, and you have to go back. Zivkot and vav. We said that if you leave off ha'olam, that's like not mentioning malchus, even though you said the word melech, because the word melech alone is not enough. U'b'sefer Evan ha'uzer cholei kalzeh. Evan ha'uzer argues on this. V'ayim bir alocha mashik asadnu bazeh. Look in the bir alocha. So if you look in the bir alocha, divar maskel afilu diga ela tevas ha'olam levad. He brings down Ubisefer Evan Ozer Hela the Dover Zesafeku. He says this is not so pasha that you have to go back if you only say Melech and you leave off Ha'olam. V'alkein v'safik lo yachzor v'yivarech ayin sham. Therefore he says me'safik, you would not go back and make a new bracha. But if you skip all the way down to the end of the Be'alacha, the fourth to last line, fifth to last line, he says, ach yeshlitchos diyesh l'chalek ben melech l'chudu ben tevas ha-melech. There's a chiluk between the word melech and ha-melech. The Graz writes the same thing. The Eishchiluk beMelech laHaMelech Ayn Shom. Ulefiza, according to this, Av sheEin Divrei HaEvan HaOzer Bazem Mukhrochem Litchos Divrei HaShulchan Aruch. Even though the Evan Ozer is not so posh that we're going to push off the Mechaber because of that, the Kama Achronim Nimshichu Achrov. Many Achronim go with the Mechaber. Mikomakom Im Omer HaMelech BeHei HaYidia Mistabre DeEinu Chozer. So the bottom line is, we'll go with the Evan Ozer if you say HaMelech, but if you just say Melech, then we would go more likely with the Mechaber that you would go back. And that concludes. Actually, let's see one more Bir Halacha, the top Bir Halacha, then Dileg Shem HaMalchus. We said in the Mechaber, if you leave off the Shem HaMalchus, you have to go back. The after L'inyan Bracha Eino Yotze B'Shteyan. Even though in terms of a Bracha, if you leave off either one, you're not Yotze. Mikom Makom Yesh Chiluk Beineyam L'inyan Losisa. There is a difference, this is pretty pasha, but there's a difference if you leave off the shame or the malchus lagabe the Israel losisa of saying Hashem's name in vain. The bracha b'shem below malchus, if you say a bracha with Hashem's name without the malchus, nami yesh bo mishum losisa, besides the fact that you're not yotzei the bracha, you're also over the Israel losisa. Aval b'malchus bilvad below shem ain't over, but if you just say the malchus without the shem Hashem, you're not over. Losisa shem Hashem ksiv. The pasuk says losisa shem Hashem mashen kein malchus. So it's only losisa if you said Hashem's name without the malchus. If you said the malchus without Hashem's name, so you're not yotzei, but you wouldn't be over on losisa. And that concludes Reish Yudalet. Now let's begin Simon Reish Tezvav again, page 254. Simon Reish Tezvav is Anias Omein Achar Abrachos, answering Omein after Brachos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Ona Omein Achar Brachosav. One does not answer Omein after his own bracha. Ela Achar Shtei Brachos O Yoser. Unless he's saying a group of two brachos or more, Shem Sof Brachos. It's the end of a group of brachos. Then the Mechaber says, you will answer Omein after your own bracha. V'nogu Lanos Omein Achar Yehalelucha V'Achar Yishtabach. And then the Mechaber says, in addition, the minhag is to answer Amen after Yehalucha, which is the bracha after Hallel, and after Yishtabek, which is the bracha after Psukei de Zimra, even though there it's not a group of brachos, but the minhag is to answer Amen there as well. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim she'ein onen Amen rak achar birchas bonei Yerushalayim birchas hamazon. There are those who say that we never answer Amen after our own bracha except by bonei Yerushalayim and benching. And that is the Pasha of Minog in our places, and one should not change from that. But in places where they do have the Minog, like the Mechaber says to answer Omen at the end of Hallel to your own Bracha or Yishtabach, then you should also answer Omen at your own Bracha at the end of Birchas Kriyashma of Mariv by Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, you should answer Amen there as well. And now we'll clarify everything with the Mishabura. Again, the Mechaber said you don't answer Amen after your own brachos. What Salomer means to say, Achar kol brachom yuchedesh hu mevarich. Any individual bracha that you make, or afilu achar shtei brachos, or even answer after two brachos, you do not answer Amen kol she'enem siyam brachos. So long that it is not the conclusion of a group of brachos. Ein ona biatzmo achareim amen. You don't answer after your own brachos amen. The Isa b'Gemara, because the Gemara tells us, kol ha'ona amen achar brachos avareza meguna. When who answers amen after his own bracha, that is disgraceful. V'hinei miloshon ha'gemara mashma. From that language of the Gemara, it's mashma. De lo asa baza iser. By answering, I mean, it's not an Isser, Rakshu Maguna, it's just Maguna. Vahani Mili de Lo Asab is a Hefsek, but it's only true that it's Maguna and not an Isser if it wasn't a Hefsek between a Bracha and something you have to do. Avalin Derach al Ezed Var Mitzvah. But if you made a Bracha on a Mitzvah, Sherot Salasus that you want to do, or Berchas Anen, or you made a Bracha before you eat a food, the Hefsek Vazebein a Bracha Lo Osadavar, by answering, I mean, in that case, you're making a Hefsek between the Bracha and the Mitzvah or the Achila. Asa iser bazeh. In that case, you have done an iser v'chozer mevarach. You have to go back and make a new bracha. Now, if you look at note number one, a very important point. We're saying over here that a person should not answer Amid after his own bracha. V'cheinim siyam birchosav yachadim achazin. If you finish your bracha together with the chazin, we learned earlier, shelo yana Amid. You shouldn't answer Amid on the chazin's bracha. Mishum shenira ka'ona achar brachas atzmo. Because when you finish the same bracha with the chazin, you answer Amid on his bracha, it looks like you're answering Amid on your own bracha. Elim kein siyam bracha acheres me'achazin. Unless you're finishing a different bracha than the chazin, sha'oz mutar lo lanas amen. There you can answer amen on the chazin's bracha, because it's not like answering amen on your own bracha, because you're finishing a different bracha than the chazin. In that case, you can answer amen on the chazin's bracha. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Beis, Shehem so brachos. Again, the Mechaber said you don't answer amen after one bracha or two brachos, unless it is the end of a group of brachos. Hainu. That means to say, Achar Birchas Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, at the end of Birchas Kriyashma Marav, it's a group of brachos, you answer Amen. Or Achar Aporeis Sukas Shomer B'Shabbos, the same bracha, adjusted a little bit for Shabbos, then you answer Amen. Shehu Gemar Birchas Kriyashma. That is the conclusion of Birchas Kriyashma, so you can answer Amen, Lefi the Mechaber, on your own bracha. O achar birchas bonei Yerushalayim, or also in benching after bonei Yerushalayim, shu gemar shalosh brachos rishono shemen haTorah. That's also the end of a group of brachos. It's the end of the first three brachos of benching, which are daraisa. V'lo achar brachos rishonos the arvis or the shachris. But you can't answer amen after the first group of birchas kriyashma by shachris and mariv. The av shem shtei brachos, even though it's a group of two brachos. Halo einam besofeinyan. L'maisa birchas kriyashma continues after shma, and therefore that's not considered a sofeinyan. So you cannot answer even if you're the mechaber amen after the first two brachos of birchas kriyashma by shachris or mariv. The amen lo shayach elo bigemar v'siul ka'inyan. To answer amen on your own bracha is only shayach when it's the conclusion and the leaving off of a certain inyan. So therefore, although in shachris we can't answer amen at the end of our own birchas kriyashma, because that's Gal Yisrael, you can't answer amen there obviously, we must be in gula tefila. But in mariv, at the end of all the birchas kriyashma before shmon esrei, you can answer amen, that's shomer amay Yisrael lo'ad. But the birchas kriyashma before shma, by shachris and mariv, even though it's a group of two, you would not answer, that is not a conclusion of a complete inyan. Then the mechaber told us, the minog is to answer amen after the bracha at the end of halal, and after yishtabach. Says the Mishabura, V'afa gav de'ein onin amen achar atzmo, even though we don't answer amen after our own brachos, eladavka achar shtei brachos smuchos, unless it is a group of two brachos that are next to each other, mikomokom hani mikri smuchos, these two brachos, the bracha at the end of Halel and the bracha at the end of Yishtabach, those are both considered brachos smuchos, what's in front of them. The halalucha smucha la bracha shelifnei halal, because the bracha at the end of halal is really connected to the first bracha in the beginning of halal. The yishtabach is smucha la baruch shamar. The bracha of yishtabach at the pesukei zimra is really connected to baruch shamar in the beginning of pesukei zimra. The ha'aser la hafsik ulasiach bein baruch shamar liyishtabach. Because after all, you're not allowed to be mafsik, and you're not allowed to speak between baruch shamar and the end of yishtabach. Ubein bracha shelifnei halal lihalucha. You also not allowed to speak between the bracha in the beginning of halal and the bracha at the end of the halal. Therefore, these two brachos, although there are things that you say in the middle, they're considered a group of two brachos next to each other, and you could answer amen after the second bracha. Psuke de zimmer shomen beneam lo mikri hesek, and psuke de zimmer in the middle or the halal in the middle is not considered a hesek. Masha'ein came bebracha achrona sh'achar birchas anenim. Why don't we say the same thing when I make a shahakol before a drink and I make a burn of foshos afterwards? Why don't we say that's a group also? That would not be considered a group. Afa gav d'ika gankin shtei brachos, even though there also you have two brachos, one before, one after. Achas l'fonea v'achas l'charea. Why? Kevan she'ein lo achiza in bracha rishona. There's really no kesher between the bracha after the achil and the bracha before. Share rashai lahafsik uladaber bein ati'ima she'achar bracha rishona l'bein bracha achrona. After all, once you eat a little bit of the food, and you weren't mafsik between the bracha rishona and the achila, you are allowed to speak before you make the bracha achrona. Sahavia bracha achrona ka bracha miyuchedes. Memela, the bracha achrona is a separate bracha. When it comes to halal, when it comes to psuki de zimra, as we said, you're not allowed to be mafsik with dibur between the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. They're considered a team. You could answer amen afterwards, l'fi the mechaber. But when it comes to a bracha rishona, a bracha achrona, where you are allowed to speak in the middle after you ate some of the food before the bracha achrona, that's a separation, and therefore it's not considered a team. You cannot make answer amen after the second bracha. So the question is, what about birchas ha-teira? When you get an aliyah, you make a bracha before, you make a bracha afterwards, it's two brachos. You're not allowed to be masik in between. So why can't you answer amen over there? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os, Dalet, he writes, Ubirchas ha-Torah nami lohavi smuchos. Birchas ha-Torah is not considered smuchos to each other. The takonas kadmo mim hayu sharishon ha'ola la-Torah hayu mevarach bracha rishona. Because really the original takon of Kriyas ha-Torah was the first aliyah makes the bracha before. The ha-achron and the last aliyah makes the bracha achrona. Im kein lo mikri smuchos. If so, the two brachos before and after is not considered smuchos. V'havi a bracha achrona kebracha miyuchedes. And therefore the bracha afterwards is considered a bracha miyuchedes. V'ein shayach amein achar brichas atzmon. Therefore you can't make a bracha after yourself. So though the way we do it right now, it might be nogeya to say amen after your own bracha, because you're making the bracha before, you're making the bracha after, you can't be masik. But since the real takana of Kriyas HaTorah is the bracha of the Kohen makes the bracha before, the last aliyah makes the bracha at the end, it's two different people, so therefore the one who's making the last bracha can't answer amen. So mamela, we don't answer amen after our bracha, after our Kriyas HaTorah. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes that which the Ramah told us. And this is how we paskin in general. We'll see one afkamina, l'maisa, l'fida mechaber as well. But the Ramah said, there are those who say that we don't answer amen except after bona Yerushalayim and benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katandal, b'pneishu sov brachos she'emi daraisa. That's the end of the group of brachos that are daraisa. De birchas atov ametev havi midirabonan, because the bracha of atov ametev, as we know, is the rabbonan. In order to show there's a chiluk in the brachos, therefore we answer amen after bona Yerushalayim. That is what Ramot tells us, the Eish Omer, that we only answer amen in that case. And he says, that's how the Ramot comes out. One interesting note over here, note number four, he points out, it's a side point, but it's interesting nonetheless, v'afke shelo ochal shir sviya. Even if one ate to the point that he was not full, in that case, this whole benching is the Rabbanan, so all four brachos are equal. The Prima Gadim says, you still answer amen after the first three, even though in this case, all the Rabbanan, because the low plug, we don't make a chilek, we always answer amen there, because when you are full, it's the Raisos, even when it's only the Rabbanan, we still answer amen there. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Hay. The Ramah then said, after he paskin that we only answer amen by benching at the Bona Yerushalayim, he then says, in places where the minhag is to answer after halal and after yishtabach amen on your own bracha, you would also certainly answer after shom ramo yisrael lo'ad. So the Mishnah Berurah says, of katan hey, aval ein onen acha yiru einenu. He would not answer amen after yiru einenu, which is a bracha by Mariv, even after shom ramo yisrael lo'ad. That you make that bracha. That bracha is really has no connection to Birchas Kriyas Shema. Shom Ramo Yisrael Ad is the end of Birchas Kriyas Shema. That's a group of brachas you answer amen. Yu'enenu is an individual bracha that is said, and therefore it's pashut, you would not answer amen. I'd like to just end the shir with one very important note, and that is note number three. We are coming out over here paskening not like the Mechaber. We don't answer amen after a group of brachos. Like we know, we don't answer amen after Shomer Amei Yisrael La'ad. We do not answer amen after Hala. We do not answer amen after Yishtabach. But we did point out in note number one, that if you end the bracha together with the chaz in the same bracha, you also don't answer amen, because it looks like you're answering amen after your bracha. But if you look at note number three, it points out, V'imsiyim yachad imachazin birchas yalucha o yishtabach, halach l'maisa. If you finish halal and you end the bracha together with the chazan, or you end yishtabach together with the chazan, O shom ramo Yisrael, all the cases that we don't normally answer, I mean, after our own bracha, but if you answer together with the chazan, av shel shitas harama ein lanos achar brachas asmo, even though our shita like the ramah, we don't answer amen after our own brachos in this case, in these cases. Mikom makom kasev lel, we learned earlier, sheba ofen kazet, by these three places, Rashai lanos amen. When you finish with the chazan, you can answer amen after the chazan. Sheyochol lismuch adas harbe poskim, because you can rely on the sheet of many poskim. Has sovrim kedas a shulchan aruch kan afal mechaber over here. Shebebrachos elu one af acha brachos atzmo. Many poskim say in those cases you can answer amen after your own bracha. We don't hold you can answer amen after your own bracha in those cases. But if you finish them together with the chazan, you can answer after the chazan, and we're not worried. It looks like you're answering after your own bracha. Because many hold in these cases, you can anyway answer after your own bracha. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.